You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome once again to 15 Minute Friday, easy to implement business tips for busy people that want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. And on 15 Minute Friday, I collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in about, I used to say 15 minutes or less, but around 15 minutes. If we go over, I don't think anyone's complaining. Hungry business people like yourself are busy though, so let's get right into it. Today we have Chris Dreyer on the show. He is the CEO and founder of Rankings.io, an SEO agency that helps businesses land Google's organic right at the top, ultimately, of Google's organic search results. His company has made the distinction of being on the Inc. 5000 5 years in a row. In addition to owning and operating Rankings, Chris is the author of Niching Up, The Narrower the Market, The Bigger the Prize. He's a real estate investor, a podcast host himself, as well as a member and leader at numerous councils and boards. We're only scratching the surface. Chris, man, what out of that, it's a bullet point bio, right? Like, what did we miss that you think is important for the listener to know about you, or something unique and different?
Geez, unique and different. I'm a rebel. My parents used to get onto me about that all the time. And I just obsess about winning. And we're going to talk about a lot about that. And that's the biggest thing, is I'm very, very, very competitive.
You're competitive. You're a rebel. You like to win. And I ask every guest to bring just one, maybe tweetable, something that we can put on our wall, a quote or a statement. What comes to mind for you?
And I'm sure you're expecting me to go with an Elon Musk or a Warren Buffett or one of these types of businesses, maybe a Rockefeller, but I'm going to go Ricky Bobby. I'm going to go Ricky Bobby and say, second place is the first loser.
Second place is the first loser. Okay. Tell me a little bit about winning and what that quote means to you personally.
Personally, my dad was like the epitome of this show from like Talladega Nights. He's you only play the game to win. So everything that we pursued, it was all in. It was practice. Hey, you don't just go to your coach and you show up for practice that 1 or 2 hours a day. It's you're also working out on, you know, after school, before school, on the weekends, because all of those things add up. And it made our household activities kind of odd sometimes. Even games of Monopoly, statistically, which properties you should buy, how you should correctly play Yahtzee, things like that. And it's you just don't play the game to fun, because guess what? Winning is fun. So you want to play with intention. And that's how I treat my life. That's how I treat my business. I understand that winning and competition is a status orientation, right? It's a zero-sum game. But I also attribute that to a lot of the wealth that I've been able to acquire.
So two-part question, because I want to talk about winning is fun. But before we get into that, have you ever lost? And tell me a little bit about losing for you personally.
I'm going to use a statement that's kind of cliche. We've heard it a lot recently, but you only lose if you quit, right? And so if you just keep going, and you learn from your mistakes, then you're going to be set up for success in the long term. A lot of times I have my friends come to me and they're like, hey, I'm considering starting a business. And, you know, should I do this? And I'm like, let me tell you what I know about you. And I've said this to my friends. You were the captain of this conference in sports. You were highly competitive. You were a winner. You got college scholarships. If you start a business, are you going to fail? No, you're going to do whatever it takes to succeed. You're going to have setbacks, but as long as you learn from them and continue to improve, then that's the name of the game.
Improvement. Do you think, and just a kind of line in the sand, there are times when you'd recommend people do quit, but it seems like people probably quit a little early.
Oh yeah, there's some catastrophic events that that you should definitely quit, or you pick bad markets, or you have a bad product. There's there's a lot of, and you need to take outside advice and really do those retrospectives or introspectives, you know, to determine if that's the right decision. But in the game of business, a lot of times you're going to get hit in the face. You're going to overhire. You're going to make some poor financial decisions. But it's just, you know, look at those, learn from them, and improve. Do those postmortems and continue to push forward.
Continue to push forward, improve, and winning's fun. You already said it. So tell us a little bit more. First, we'll talk general, and then maybe we'll talk specifically marketing, SEO kind of stuff. Generally, how do I win more? What do you recommend I do to win more?
Such a great question. That question in itself isn't asked enough. It's when you have a business, you need to ask yourself, how do I win? What is the strategy for me to win? And you can look at it at a granular level or a big picture level. And I like to think about use of leverage quite frequently. And what I mean by this, Naval Ravikant talks about the four types of leverage, which are, let me pull it up really quick, labor, capital, technology, and content. So to explain how advantageous each of these are, first, you're looking at labor. If I can hire someone for 50 grand salary and my competitor is hiring someone for 100 grand, I can get two employees. Now, granted, each individual output may be different, but what if using international arbitrage or hiring, even in the United States, a Midwest employee versus on the West Coast or East Coast can provide an advantage as it relates to utilization and output. There's other situations like, you know, outsourcing and effort versus intake and control, you know, effort versus control. So there's an opportunity you can win is labor. The next would be capital. So a lot of times economies of scale, take Google Ads or pay-per-click. If I'm bidding just for a city versus the entire United States, I might get a lower cost per acquisition. I might get cheaper leads. Or if I pool my money together to really saturate a market, I might get cheaper leads. And even things like merchant services and lower credit card processing fees, that all comes with economies of scale and capital. The next would be technology. I ask myself this. I ask my team this all the time. It's kind of annoying. But sometimes I have these moments and I'm like, are we farming without a tractor? Are we sitting here doing our row crops by hand? Are we farming without a tractor? Like, what technology can we use? What AI can we use to have a significant advantage on our competition? How do we win on the technology front? And then the fourth one is content. Content or media can be an advantage. This podcast, you know, I'm not sure how many subscribers you have, but
1 billion.
1 billion, right? Your reach, your distribution, right? Versus or an email list of 100,000 versus someone that doesn't have an email list, or a social following of 10,000 followers versus someone that has 1,000 followers. That is leverage. That's an advantage. And I think when you look at each of these areas, you can create a plan that you can really set at the pinnacle of this mountain and move forward with intention to create and win in your market for your business.
Love it. We're gonna do action steps in a minute, but since this is such a short segment, I don't want to forget to ask you. So, if people want to go deeper with you, whether it's marketing, make a friend. I know you're a big advocate for niching down. So, who realistically should reach out to you? I'll make introductions if I can, but who should reach out to you, and how can we reach out and learn more? I guess the book is probably for everybody, right?
Yeah, the book's for everyone on Amazon. The niching up, the narrower the market, the bigger the prize. That's any business owner that wants to look at the advantages of niching. But for my business, rankings.io, it would be any personal injury attorney that owns a personal injury law firm that's looking to just really dominate their market. Not come in, lifestyle, you know, business. If you want to crush your competitors, we're the agency to talk to.
Why personal injury attorneys? Where'd that come from?
It's being transparent, money.
Yeah.
You know, why did they ask this one famous bank robber, why do you rob banks? Well, because that's where the money is, right? Why do I work in the PI space and not just legal, because that's where the money is. Anytime you drive in a city, you're going to see 30 billboards. If you watch daytime television, you're getting hit by five PI commercials. It's highly saturated, highly competitive. And because of that saturation, it demands expertise to stand out.
Makes sense. So if I am not a personal injury attorney, maybe I'm still bootstrapping, small business, solopreneur, or thinking about my next move, what would you recommend? Where should someone start in regards to building some presence online? Both you and I know that you can't just set up a website and come up first on Google nationally. Like, that's ridiculous. But where should we start to be raising up the rank and get better at what we do and found online?
That's a great question. It all starts with execution and quantity. If you just execute and you learn over time what works and you just stick with it, that's going to, it's just going to be the biggest asset that you've ever had. Mm. You know, this podcast and my podcast, when I started off, I was getting, 100 downloads an episode. And I just stuck with it. And I asked better questions, did better interviews, had better guests. And it just grew and grew and grew. Same for social following, same for all avenues of my business. So I would just say to create a plan and execute.
Makes sense. Create a plan, execute. And I assume listen to your audience. I know with my podcast, I could go long form 2 hours with people. I love that stuff. But the analytics and the feedback I got from you, the listener, was they wanted more short form. So we're doing more short form because that's what serves the analytics and the audience. So that's my thought on that. We've talked a lot of winning to a little bit of the mindset around it. Not litigation. What did you say you do again? So I apologize.
Personal injury marketing.
Personal injury. I don't know where litigation came in. Personal injury to marketing oneself. Out of all this, let's integrate at least one thing. Like, I want the listener to write this down and go and do something different today, as early as today, as late as tomorrow. What do you recommend as homework for us to integrate some of the things we talked about today?
Geez, such a broad question.
It's the broadest question ever. For what it's worth, you can give a couple action steps and people can choose their own adventure. But anything we talked about that we can integrate.
The biggest thing is, whatever your business is, I would take a deep look at, where does my prospective buyer congregate? Are they hanging out on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter? Are they in a community, or is it a high touch, shake a hand, where you have to meet them locally? Determine where they're at and then find the best opportunity to market to them in that location and that avenue.
That's great. That's great advice. Give us a step one. How do I even find where they're at? Because some people might listen, they don't know yet. What are your thoughts on someone who doesn't know where they're at yet?
The easiest is to ask them. You talked about a feedback loop and listening to your audience. Use that as a feedback loop. Listen to, go and read their comments. Maybe you don't have an audience, but maybe someone in a parallel niche does, or someone in a related niche does, and you can see the comments that they're asking, and you can see where they're hanging out and what they're doing. So that's what you need to do. You just need to look at the landscape, survey your audience, and try to use that as a feedback loop.
Love it. And on the feedback loop, guys, if you take a screenshot of this, add it to your story, send me a DM. You can do this right as we talk. Open up the show notes, reach out to Chris. Any feedback we get from you is positive. And if I get enough feedback, I'm going to double down and have Chris back for like a 60-minute conversation where we can go deeper on his come up story, which is an incredible come up story. I wish we could get into that, but I'll put some info in the show notes. Tell us once again how we can keep in touch with you and learn a little bit more, because today was really only just a nibble.
Yeah, for social media, I'm most active on LinkedIn. So you can find me on LinkedIn. It's Chris Dreyer, Dreyer. And then if you want to check out my business, just go to rankings.io.
Awesome. Chris, thanks for coming on the show. It's been fun.
Yeah, Ben, thanks so much for having me.